Hi, this is Luminaire. Now, I'm a big fan of networks and services that configure themselves. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want a wizard to do everything for me, but I like things as simple as they can possibly be without losing control. Multicast DNS is a tool that makes things much simpler. MDNS is a method for discovering services on a network. It works similarly to the unicast DNS system, however, it's implemented slightly differently. Each computer stores its own set of DNS records. When another computer on the LAN wants to know the IP address of any given PC name, it queries to a multicast address, and the PC with that record replies with its IP address. The multicast address for MDNS is 224.0.0.251. The other relevant aspect of MDNS is the DNS Service Discovery Protocol. Much like SSDP, it's a method for discovering services on a network. MDNS and DNS SD is an Apple solution, however it's now being used by a large number of third-party products. iTunes is a great example of an application that uses MDNS and DNS SD. iTunes uses MDNS and DNS SD to both advertise its media library and to locate other music libraries on the network. This simplifies the location of media on the network and builds upon Apple's goal of zero-conf networking. So where's the actual benefit? Anyone who's been to university or college in the past few years has probably seen the benefit of iTunes streaming. When you open up iTunes and you're on a network with other people using iTunes, you can stream music from their collection to your computer without copying any files. That's great, but what use does that have for the average person? Well, if you're like myself, you have a large collection of MP3s and movies, and once that collection gets to a big enough size, you're probably going to want to offload it to a file server. The problem is that listening to music in iTunes requires you to copy the files to your local library. The whole point of central storage was to move the media off your computer, so that sort of sucks. After looking around for a bit, I found a solution, though. A protocol that's being added to a lot of embedded storage and media players, called DAP, offers the ability to stream files between media players and to use multicast DNS to announce the location of these libraries. This is a perfect solution for what I wanted to do, and installation on Ubuntu couldn't have been simpler. Simply type apt-get install mt-daapd to install and download the server software. To make it start automatically, you just need to type update rc.d mt-daapd defaults, and that'll add it to the default run levels. I'll be posting all this information in the show notes. A couple configuration changes need to be made to get mt-daapd up and running and announcing the correct media library. In Ubuntu, all configuration changes can be made under the etc/mt-daapd.conf file. Firstly, configuration and monitoring of the service is done through a web interface, so changing the admin password is probably a good idea. This option is labeled admin_pw, and it defaults to mt-daapd. Even more importantly is to properly configure your MP3 directory. This is specified under the mp3_dir option. You can also set the server name to be what you want the server to appear as under iTunes. You can optionally set the rescan interval to configure how often mt-daapd will look for new music. This is specified under the rescan_interval option. You can also configure the scan type, which I have set to normal, and that's working well for me. After all your options are set, you can start the server under etc/init.d, and you're all set to go. You should see the server appear under the shared section of any iTunes application open on the network. Well, that's all I have for tonight. Thanks for listening.